Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. This is 988B. The B's are always the guest segment. And as usual, we have a wonderful guest to you, a Wasim Bukhsh. And I have trouble pronouncing that, but he doesn't. It's B-U-K-S-H. He's an MD, MPH, board certified in sports medicine as well as internal medicine. And he's the lead physician and primary director for primary care at Novartis, an Atlantic Health Systems practice. The book we're going to talk about is Exercise for Sciatica, and sciatica is increasing in our population. We're going to find out why in a few minutes. But before we do that, I want to remind you that the sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, is Persona Nutrition. I use Persona Nutrition for my personalized vitamins and minerals, and you can too. Want to have some fun? Take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. You can go to mypersona.com, mypersona.com. In fact, if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, that's my last name, you get 50% off on your first order. mypersona.com/Roizen. This is You, the Owner's Manual, and let's talk to Wasim Bukhsh. Bukhsh, I guess, is the correct pronunciation.
That's perfect, Dr. Roizen.
The book he has written with William Smith is Exercise for Sciatica. And one of the points that you make in the book is that sciatica is increasing. Tell us why it's increasing, and then let's get back to what it really is.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me on the show today, Dr. Roizen. And yes, indeed, sciatica is definitely an increasing problem currently. It's a potential source of chronic pain, and it's completely debilitating at times. And it affects probably about 40% of adults at some point in their lives. And currently, the reason for that is, hey, we're being pushed more and more towards a society of stagnation. We've become habitual sitters, right? All of our work days are spent 8 hours a day in the office sitting, and we're not moving. We're just becoming more and more stagnant. So as a result of this, we're getting a lot more flexibility and mobility issues, and these things are leading to chronic tug and pull and pressure on our spinal cords, and that is causing a little bit more of this sciatic type of pain.
So what causes sciatica, and what is it specifically?
So it's a great question. Sciatica is a multifaceted problem. And, you know, it is when, and what we need to clarify here is that it's a condition, right? And basically, it's when the sciatic nerve is compressed, it results in a symptom of a shocking pain or an electric pain that goes and runs down the buttocks into the back of the legs. And sciatica is a result of a multitude of things, whether it's simple biomechanics from somebody having very flat feet, which changes the way that they walk and the pressure and forces that go up their kinetic chain from their ankles up to their knees, up to their hips, up to their back, or to chronic sitting, which puts a lot more pressure on the spine. To things such as depression, which changes the way that we sit, and given our self-esteem issues and affects some of the neurotransmitters in our brain. These are all potential causes. And the book goes into quite a few different risk factors, whether they're biological risk factors or even things like pregnancy, which changes up a host of anatomical changes within a woman as she gains a little bit more weight, which changes her center of gravity, and again, putting more pressure on that spine and eventually on that sciatic nerve. So there's so many different reasons for this.
So we're talking about Exercises for Sciatica, the book by William Buchsch. William Smith is the other author. And when you go on Amazon, you can find it under Exercises for Sciatica or William Smith as well. So, Dr. Buchsch, the sciatic nerve, let's tell people what it is and where it runs and why it gets irritated or injured. What is it, muscles that irritate it? Is it bone that's irritating it? Is it just fluid? What's causing this pain?
The sciatic nerve is the longest and widest nerve in the human body, and it runs through the lower spine or lumbar region of the spine and through the pelvis into the buttocks and down the leg. It's a pathway that connects the spinal cord. It acts as a pathway that connects the spinal cord with the muscles of the leg and foot. Sciatica refers to any pain that radiates from the lower body or hip down through the thigh and the leg and is caused by an irritation of the sciatic nerve. Irritation can be caused by a multitude of different issues such as hernias or herniated discs, stenosis or a narrowing of the canal in which the nerve comes through, piriformis syndrome, which is a big muscle that the sciatic nerve shoots in between, and possibly from injury to the actual nerve itself by trauma, tumors, and so forth.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
One of the things that's in the book is a conversation or a discussion about the piriformis nerve. Tell us about that, and why do you talk about that?
It's the piriformis muscle. So the
piriformis muscle. I didn't mean nerve. That's correct.
Yes, the sciatic nerve runs in between this large muscle called the piriformis, which is in the buttocks region. And oftentimes what can happen is that this nerve can get compressed in between that piriformis muscle. And this can be, again, from tightness or weaknesses in the buttocks muscles themselves. And that can cause this compression, this chronic compression that happens. So oftentimes people will hear something called piriformis syndrome. And piriformis syndrome really results from the fact that the gluteus muscles, the hip flexors, they're all tight, and the glute muscles themselves aren't weak enough to support some of the changes that are going on in the body. So it results in a chronic compression. Oftentimes, too, we're sitting for long periods during the day, and this can cause a chronic compression of that nerve in itself. And sometimes we even call it wallet syndrome, because individuals like us, men, we keep our wallets in our pockets, in our back pockets. Oftentimes we're sitting for long periods of times, and when we put incredible pressure on that nerve in the buttocks, and we lead to this chronic compression.
And so some of the exercises are to strengthen, I assume, or to change the orientation of the nerve in the muscles. Is that right?
Well, in a way, Dr. Roizen. So a lot of the exercises. So in this book, we kind of focused on three various benchmarks. One is mobility. The other one is strength, and the other ones are activities of daily living. So mobility generally refers to how well a joint moves, and that encompasses flexibility. And strength is pretty self-explanatory. So when an individual has a compression from, say, a piriformis syndrome, a lot of the muscles will, exercises in this book will focus on one, loosening up those muscles around there so that we can provide some release in that tension. And also improving strength around those muscles as well so that we can develop a bit more of a release from all that pressure. If we take away and build up the compensating muscles, we can take away that direct compression of that nerve because we've offloaded it.
And now, so go into some of the exercises. When you have someone who, and I guess this is one of the, when we tweeted that you were going to be on the show, a patient with right leg pain that was classic sciatica, meaning it came around his butt from behind and went to the front of his leg and down the front of his leg and the side of the front of his leg. He wondered, what should his step be? He had x-rays. They didn't show anything really remarkable, he said. So he's wondering, what should he be doing other than seeing a physical therapist, or is that the right thing for him to do at this time?
Well, I think that that's a great question. And again, I think, so the way that I approach these individuals, and I have a lot of individuals in my own practice, as I work in this large corporation where everyone is sitting, and this is the common thing that I see on a day-to-day basis. When I see an individual, I bring them in and I have them stand in front of me and I look over from foot all the way up to their back, right? So initially, the things that need to be looked at are, hey, what's going on with his feet, right? Are they flat-footed? Does his ankles cave, which is called pronation? Does he walk on the outsides of his foot, which is called supination? And how can we align that chain, that kinetic chain, which is what we refer to? And that is the chain from the foot and ankle up to the knees, up to the hips, up to the back. How does that kinetic chain flow? It's simply, if you have a compromised base at the foot and the ankles, what will happen is that the knees will then compensate. And as a result of that, the hips will compensate by either rotating anteriorly or posteriorly. When that happens, you start to create a tug of war type of action between the muscles in the front of the body, such as the quadriceps, the hip flexors, which is your psoas muscles, and the posterior chain, which is going to be those erector spinae muscles and paraspinal muscles, and the gluteus muscles and the hamstrings. We look to see if those muscles are individually tight on their own. If your quads and your hamstrings are super tight, your hamstrings attach to the bottom of your buttocks and can pull that spine back. And if that is pulled backwards, you're definitely going to start compressing a little bit more on that sciatic nerve as it comes out of the foramen in the lumbar spine. So we look to see if there are flexibility imbalances there. Next, we start to evaluate the hip and make sure that there's no other issues that are going on in the hip, arthritic changes per se that limit their internal and external rotation. And then we look at their own balance on the way that they're walking. We ask them to lean forward and backwards and to see what their limitations are. A lot of times we also have to address a few different things as well. Oftentimes when an individual is struck with a sciatic complaint, what happens is they've bent over to pick something up, or they've done something, and all of a sudden there's this catastrophic pop of pain that shoots down their leg. And that creates a strong and intense emotion within the body. And what it can create is something that we call fear apprehension or fear avoidance. And when that happens, the brain molds this pain with a strong emotional response. And that response is what you think of every time that you're about to go do something. So when you go to lean forward, you say, no, I can't do that. That's what caused my back to go out. And we try to really start educating individuals about that pain and understanding, hey, you're not going to cause anything to rip or tear or any of these things. Oftentimes, the key to this and the key to explaining to most individuals is that a lot of sciatic pain will, up to 90% of it, will resolve within that 3 to 12 month range or whatnot. And they do not require any type of surgical intervention. You know, so we try to do a joint by joint approach to evaluate these individuals. And that's what the book does. It really does focus on a joint by joint approach. And it also emphasizes the three benchmarks that I was alluding to in the beginning. That is mobility, strength, and activities of daily living. A lot of people will then ask, what are activities of daily living? And those are the day-to-day essential activities that each individual does, such as dressing, toileting, bathing. And we try to give you those benchmarks so that you can look back at the actual progress that you've made, and you can see a tangible change.
We've been talking with Wasim Bukes, B-U-K-S-H, and the book is Exercise for Sciatica that he has written, a really interesting and informative book on how you can help manage the pain. But obviously, as he has said, a wise clinician seeing you is a great help as well. Exercises for Sciatica is the name of the book. William Smith is the other author. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Podcast 988B. And of course, our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. You can discover vitamins and supplements that are personalized to your needs. Take the free online assessment at mypersona.com, mypersona.com. Thank you, Dr. Bukes. And I thank you, Louise, for great engineering, but especially thank you, the listeners. You are who motivate us and who keep us doing this. Thanks again.